T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So last night, the Browns beat the Steelers 29-17. Now, I still haven't seen this, but I heard Chris's update, the end of the game.
If you bet the over or under.
Right. Well, not only the over or under, I think the Steelers were getting like 5.5 points. And what, the Browns scored a defensive touchdown as time expired? Is that, I get
well,
that correct?
So what the Steelers did, they tried to go all, you know, Cal Stanford and throw the ball around to try and make something happen.
Better known in these parts as more of that pass back and forth kind of thing.
Yes. And so,
thank you, Mr. Caldwell.
Yes, the pass back and forth kind of thing ended up with the ball on the ground and the Cleveland Browns recovering it in the end zone for a touchdown.
A touchdown.
Mm-hmm. So it was 17-23 with, I don't know, 5 seconds left in the game.
Oh, so they would have covered.
Were covering.
Oh, they were covered anyway. Okay, I thought they might have.
No.
So they didn't have to do the extra point then.
No.
Because it was last play. Okay.
Yeah, last
play. They covered anyway.
Yeah, they covered anyway.
Okay.
But the
over-under? What was the over-under?
45.5.
Wow.
And what did it end up being?
46.
46.
Vegas is the best.
And furthermore, there were some people that got teased into taking a certain bet. Right, Greg?
That's correct. And by the way, no, this is not Vegas is the best. I've got a problem with this game. I've got a problem with
anger.
This play. Yes. Hey, man, you can say loser lament at me, and that's a fair criticism.
There are bad beats, and there are good beats.
I've got a problem with this. This is the dumbest play in football. I hate it. I've always hated this play. It's so embarrassing watching guys throw around the football, do around with nothing on the last play.
And
of
then
the
an
game.
Offensive lineman gets it and doesn't want to give it up.
Exactly.
Oh, I can make it. Nobody's going to tackle me.
That is not football. That's not a football
play. Well, then the Dolphins didn't beat the Patriots.
It's not a football play.
Right. Great. So,
that one year.
Okay. How would you like them to try and score?
Look, I've got a problem with games and
the hook and ladder.
I've got a problem with bets.
Yeah, hook and ladder. It starts off as a hook and ladder,
right?
And then it's every man for himself.
Yeah. So what's your solution? Wave the white flag?
Yes. Wave the white flag.
Okay.
I especially have a problem with bets being decided on a play like that.
Hey, football, it's 60 minutes, Greg, just like your over theory.
Yes.
That's why until. That's why your theory last night was proven.
Perfect.
That's why you take the over.
That's exactly
right.
What I thought of last night. I thought of Greg, and I thought, you know what? Once they hit over, you can't go under. And everything that you have told me over the past almost exactly 2 years, I was thinking about last night as I watched that, and I thought, Greg, I can't wait to get your take. I'm a little surprised at your take right now. But I understand that there was or could be a bad beat involved.
Oh, that's loser's lament. It's not even close.
Greg, I do not think you'd be saying this today if you didn't bet on the game.
Or if you bet.
I do not generally like this play
Zoom
when it gets,
so you could see
when it gets
right now
to this disorganized mess.
Or if we bet the over.
I've never done this before, but for Greg right now, I feel like he's about to say something that we may have to use the dump button for.
Yes. Yeah, there's a different anger this morning.
So, like, you wish the Cal Stanford play never existed then. One of the greatest plays in college football history.
You know what? No, I wish it didn't. Because everybody thinks they can be Cal Stanford now.
What about
and 20, what, and what 2% about of the time, it's great. And the other 90%, 98% of the time, I got to watch some garbage of some offensive lineman laddering it back and forth.
Oh, so you'd rather have the team just take a knee on purpose or something
to
lose?
So that's my point. Like what? How? Okay.
What's the alternative?
Let's go back to Cal Stanford. How do they win the game? Like if that's the standard that we're going to, and we know that the end result is what it is. How do they do it other than pitching the ball around and jumping on the band?
I don't know. I don't know the answers, man. I don't know what the answer is.
Now,
This is like you get away with it once, so you think you can get away with it all the time.
What about the Miami-New England game a few years ago?
Gronk, right. Why is Gronk playing safety?
That's a difference.
Here's one thing that I'm also kind of perturbed about. Like, I'm perturbed that bets get decided on garbage like this. That things get decided by garbage
this
like this.
So unlike you. This is unbelievable.
Outstanding. It's outstanding. Like, now I'm in a quandary because, like, Greg is such a nice guy. I don't want to poke the bear, but the internal me just wants to keep going. I don't know what to do.
Where are you going next? You have another play?
I thought we were
okay.
Going
so
to
I would say, let me say this, Greg. I think you are cool with the Music City Miracle because it's an actual football play that he threw the ball as a pass backwards in a true sense, rather than just pitching it all over the
place. Yes, it was designed.
It
was not haphazard.
It
was
designed to have actually happened.
It wasn't haphazard. Yes, Gov, you are correct. It was a designed play.
But let me ask you a question, John. You know the answer to this. From what I've been told. That crazy Cal Stanford, whatever they tried, whatever. They do practice that a little bit, like once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not as haphazard as you think.
There is a system involved.
Yeah.
And it varies from team to team, but there is a system involved, and it does. I mean, so if you have a lineman, all right, every skilled player follows a lineman. In case that lineman gets the ball, they can pitch it to a skilled player, and then you just get back in line. You've got to try. There is... It doesn't look designed, and there is some creativity involved. There is art in sport, and this would be, if it is done correctly, use whatever artist you want. It would be a Picasso.
It is extremely chaotic. I would say once you get past lateral one, man, all bets are off. And I can't say like that's just like random chance. That's.
Of
coming
course.
Into play in here.
Yes, agree. But that's what makes it so unbelievable when it works.
A lot of sport, especially football, because the ball is not round, is random chance. The way that ball bounces sometimes determines games, and it's not fair, but it happens.
So, Greg, you want to limit like three laterals, right? Because you don't want to take away the double reverse, which is two pitches.
Unless it's a handoff.
I've just got to play at the. I've just got a problem with the end of the game and a nothing play and the deep in your own end zone. Look, man, I got one of those.
Oh my God, how many codicils are you going to have on a play?
Here's the full
disclosure.
How about
don't bet?
Hey, you know what, Gov? That's good advice too. Here's what I had.
Are you turning into a disassociated person?
Yes, I'm very disassociated right now, guys. You can tell. I had Najee Harris 70 plus rushing yards, or not Najee? I'm sorry, the other dude, Nick Chubb, 70 plus rushing yards.
Oh, so you won that.
The line, I think, was lower at the time. I got it teased up to 45.5 still and took the under. And I took the Steelers, teased them up to plus 8.5 and took the Steelers. And lost both of those last two on that garbage last play.
I can't believe it's so bizarre.
Football is not, 99.5% of football is not that.
Of course.
But half percentage.
Half percent determines, who wins, who loses. And in fact, you're leading in our picks. So be quiet.
He doesn't get paid for those.
Come on. Pride matters more, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.